In Memoriam, Frank Silva. By Catherine Skivers. Those of us who have known Frank Silva will miss him. In the CCB office we have a Hall of Fame plaque. It contains platelets with the names of those entered into the Hall of Fame the year they were born, and if they are no longer with us, the year of their death, and a short phrase telling something about them. Frank Silva was entered into the Hall of Fame in 2007, and his platelet says, Advocate and Organizer. Frank was born on May 26, 1918. He attended the School for the Blind, which at that time was located in Berkeley. He attended his first convention of the California Council of the Blind in 1938. We all know that he missed very few conventions from then on, some of us do anyway, because most of us haven't been around that long. Frank always worked to make sure that blind people had the right to express themselves and were treated fairly. He was president of the Alameda County Club for a very long time, and we haven't been able to find anyone that knows exactly how long he filled that position. I think decades is no exaggeration. He did a lot of work contacting the legislature and helping in whatever the California Council of the Blind was doing. In Berkeley, we have a center called the East Bay Center for the Blind. Way back in the 50s, some difficulty arose about how affairs at the Center for the Blind in Oakland should be conducted. Frank took the lead in having people establish the East Bay Center for the Blind, which for years was located on Shattuck Avenue in Oakland, but now is located at 2928 Adelin Street in Berkeley. Frank was president of this very fine organization for many years. In fact, most of us who have been around for a very long time believe that Frank played a major role in the success of the center. He was active there until just the past few years. Page 47. When Frank accepted his plaque and was entered into the Hall of Fame at our April 2007 convention, he came up to the microphone and said, I guess this shows that if you live long enough, anything can happen. This fine man's efforts helped many a blind and visually impaired person realize the importance of advocating on their own behalf and for others. Those of us who knew him well feel sure that wherever he is now, if there's organizing to be done, Frank will no doubt be leading the effort.